that part that God breathed into Adam, didn't he? What was Adam until God breathed into him? He made a body. Made him out of the ground, didn't he? The Bible says he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Living breath. Living breath. And man became a living soul. Amen. Living soul. Praise the Lord. That God breathed into us that allows us to intelligently think, have a conscience, recognize that there's a God in heaven. Amen. And God put that in us. In the book of Romans, chapter number 12, Romans chapter 12, I'll read a couple of verses and talk to you for just a few minutes this evening. Romans chapter number 12. And while you're turning there, I appreciate you being here in the Lord's house. And everything that's been done, we thank the good Lord for it. Amen. Everything's been done for God's glory and honor. Romans 12, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. And I just want to stop right there, and I want to talk to all of us this evening on the measure that God gives us. The measure that God gives us. The scripture is very clear about this subject, I think, concerning faith and many other things, that God gives us in a measure. Our Lord was given faith without measure. There was no limit. No limit. And that's what a measure is. It's a certain limit. It's a certain limit. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you and I are stuck right there. But that's where we start, with a measure. The measure that God gives us. Jesus spoke parables about those that were given, you know, one coin, five coins, 10 coins. Each man's measure was different. Here, the Apostle Paul's talking about practical Christian living. You and I, and how we live for the Lord. I've spent, a bigger part of my young Christian life trying to attain more than, I guess, what you'd say God had given me at the time. I'm not necessarily saying that that's a bad thing, but I always wanted more. Where God may have put me at the bottom of the mountain, I wanted to be on top of the mountain. Amen? And with what God had handed me, I wanted God to give me more. I wanted God to give me more. And I think we should have those good desires, spiritual desires, in our lives to want to do more for the Lord. In our lives are where they are when we're saved. We're saved by grace, and we have this measure of faith that the Lord has given unto us, and you are where you are at that point in time. And so you have to build on that. You have to either allow that to grow or it may decrease. We certainly don't want to lose any measure, do we? I don't want to lose any measure. I'd like for it to grow, amen. I don't want my barrel getting empty. I want my barrel full. I don't want my cruise of oil, down to the last drop. Amen. I want a cruise full of oil. The apostle said here, when in talking about, you know, Christian service, Christian life, the practical Christian living, and I think I said it this morning, it teaches us here about God's divine righteousness that produces that practical righteousness in our life. And, the measure of faith God gives us can produce more faith in our life. Amen? Now, Paul, I like what he said here in verse number 3. He said, "For I say, through the grace given unto me." He had a certain measure of grace that was given to him. That he was able to say what he was going to say. He said, "I say it through the grace given to me." How could a man even say what he's going to say had he not had that measure of grace? Had God not give him that measure of grace? And you and I should see our measure of grace that God has given unto us. God's given to every one of us grace. Grace to say certain things. I mean, thank God for the grace to be able to say something about the cross. Thank God for the grace to be able to say something about God's Son. And Paul here is talking about the grace that's given to him about the Christian life. Listen, Paul could have been like Peter and the rest of them and had been totally ignorant of all that God had revealed to him. Are you listening to me? When you look at the early church, when you look at the gospel that Peter was preaching, it was the gospel of circumcision. He preached to the Jew. They preached mostly to the Jew. And they didn't think that the Gentiles were, you know, had any part. And when they were getting saved, I mean, that had to be revealed to him. Well, God revealed some things by his grace to the Apostle Paul. And he said, I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. This was important for every man to think soberly. In the Christian life, you and I, to think soberly, not think highly. We can find ourselves in deep trouble in the Christian life if we think highly of ourselves. We can present our body a living sacrifice. But look what Paul said. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice. I mean, it's by the mercy of God, are you listening to me? That you and I could present to him our bodies a living sacrifice. I don't have nothing highly to offer up to him. It's not like that I've done a high thing. It's a reasonable service. It's just a reasonable service. It's not a high thing. Holy. To live holy lives. Acceptable unto God. Lives that are acceptable to God. Not just acceptable to me, but acceptable to God. You see, we look on the outside and we check a person out from top to bottom and we pass judgment and say, well, that's acceptable Christian living. But it may be a mess on the inside. It may not be acceptable to God. Full of envy. Amen. Strife. Evil doing. I mean, all manner of these things. Are you listening to me? God knows what's going on the inside. Or when we present ourselves to him, by the mercies of God, that we would be a living sacrifice. We cannot. Listen, it's just by God's grace that we could do that. I think just because, you know, I straightened up and cleaned up and, walked straight and spit white that I'm doing good. It's just a grace given that I would be acceptable in the eyes of God. It's just of God's mercy that I would even know how to walk before the Lord. Amen? In the fear of the Lord. Humbly. In the fear of God. Amen? Reverently to him. Not high mighty. Not thinking of ourselves something when we're nothing. Thinking of ourselves more highly than we ought. As if I'm some righteous vessel. God, look at how shiny I am. Amen? No, it's just by his mercy that you and I are what we are. By the grace of God, Paul said, I am what I am. Just by God's grace. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. To think soberly. You and I to have in our mind that sober thought. Are you listening? To know that God has given us a limited portion of faith. I mean, that's faith in this context is, you know, that persuasion, that truthfulness of God, that conviction. God has given us a measure of faith. God has given us an amount that allows you and I to believe His Word. A lot of people don't believe His Word. And just how strongly do I believe it? Do I believe it? Do I believe in it? How strongly do I believe in God's Word? Some men, listen, I don't know how far theirs goes, but I believe this Bible, to the English-speaking people, is God's Word. Undefiled. Holy. Without error. Amen? It's not missing anything. Nothing in it that don't need to be there. Amen. Nothing gone that should be in there. Every word that God wants you and I to have, these are the words of God. I have that faith to believe that. I believe in this book. I believe in what God has said in His book. I believe in what the Lord has told me to trust in, to trust in His Son for salvation. And that God's Son will give you and I grace to live a righteous, a holy life, to live, listen, be a living sacrifice, to be holy, to be acceptable unto God. We lived our lives many years unacceptable to God. Now we should strive to be acceptable to God. What makes us acceptable to God? Christ is who makes us acceptable to God. Amen? Christ Himself is the one that makes you and I capable, able to come before God. But beside that, He makes you and I those children of God without spot. Amen? He works in our life with this grace that's given, a measure of grace, and that measure of faith. That measure of faith. And it all, listen, he gives a beautiful picture here of how the many members, you know, work the body. I don't know I have wondered this. I've wondered this for years. That if every member was walking in the measure of grace and faith given to them at the same time, and the body, the full body, no missing part, are you listening? Was working, what you and I would see God do in the church. Maybe we get close to that sometimes when we see God move. I mean, really move. When we're asking God, all of us asking God, we're all striving under that measure of grace and measure of faith that God has given to each one of us. For God to save a sinner. Amen? And then we see God move. Paul said we all had gifts differing. You know, everybody has a gift. Everybody has a proportion of faith. Into verse 6, a proportion of faith. Of ministry, of all these things, of exhortation, of all these things. He speaks about a measure of love. He speaks about those without. He speaks about the higher powers. He comes back to the law of love. That measure of love that God would give to us. He teaches us about love. Teaches us about people that are weak in the faith in chapter 14. Weak in the faith. That measure of faith has weakened. Weakened. It can weaken. We don't need what God has given unto us to weaken. We need it to strengthen. Always to strengthen. Was it 2 Peter 1? Add to your faith virtue. Add. Put that on the measure. Amen. Was it John talked about getting grace for grace? I just have always pictured in my mind that meant that God can give you so much grace that you're going to need grace for that grace. That could be wrong, but it sounds pretty good. That God gives you and I the grace. Think about the grace and the faith that God gives unto us. And they work together. God's grace and God's faith. The measure that God, the things that God gives us in measure. And it elevates those other things that we're either lacking or we are strong in. Grace that we could become stronger. Faith that we could believe God more. Trust Him more. Hope more. Amen. Hope and not be ashamed. Hope in the Lord and in His power, in His ability, in all that He is, in His strength. Praise God. How could we be conformed? Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. Now to me, conformed is what's going to weaken your faith. Transformed is what's going to strengthen that measure of faith. Be not conformed, but be ye transformed. Be not conformed, but be ye transformed. By the mercies of God, just by God's mercy, we don't conform to this world. That's not acceptable. Conforming to this world does not prove that which is good. Conforming to this world is not the will of God. That weakens our faith. And we need grace given. Grace given to every one of us. Because when I think myself highly that I am something, when I am nothing, then take heed, he said, lest you fall. That's not sober-minded thinking. That I think that there's no way nothing could happen to me. That I'm in this thing and there's nothing going to happen to me. Lord have mercy. Paul knew the importance of the grace given. We don't never need to forget about the grace given to us. It's by the grace of God that we are who we are. That we have a measure of faith that we have. I could be in an altogether different situation tonight. You could too. You could too. But think of how good God has been to us. How good God has been to us. God has been good to us. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. In honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business. Fervent in spirit. Serving the Lord. Serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. You know, it looks like the first part of those things is the grace that we need to do them, and the other half is the faith that we need to accomplish it. Maybe I'm reading a little more into that, but that's just the way I saw it. There's things that without faith we cannot accomplish. Without God's grace, we'll never desire to do. We'll never have the help to do it. Never have the help to do it. Thank God for His grace. Amen. Don't you thank God for His grace? What God has given to you, the measure God has given unto you. Think about the measure, what God has given to you. Go home tonight and just think about what God has done in your life. What God has done for you specifically. God's been good to us. Amen. God's brought us a long way from where we were. You that's been saved for some time, I know I can say that because it happens. God, look where God has brought us from. The faith that God has increased in our life. I sucked on a bottle of milk all the time. And now I'm able to eat meat. Grown. Not that I don't like milk. Still get milk every now and then. Need something to help us swallow the meat. Faith. Faith has increased. Faith has strengthened. Grace is recognized. Grace is appreciated. Not just saying it, but really appreciating His grace. Recognizing His grace. Giving grace its due position. For I say, through the grace given to me. I couldn't even say it without God gave me grace to say it. Praise the Lord. I want you to stand this evening.